Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú Nomion with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
You're welcome to the second part of our first monthly feature of Ours to Protect this year on Radio Nova. My name is Traco Brainon, and every month we'll explore the reality of climate change and look toward a greener and more sustainable future. This month we're looking at energy conservation in the home. This throws up various questions like, how do we make our home more energy efficient? What grants are available to help me on my way? And is it worthwhile? Last week we spoke with Ciarán Byrne from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland and spoke about the process of finding out how best to start insulating your home and make it more efficient. This week we'll be back chatting with Ciarán about solar panels and how the grant system works with the SEAI. We'll also be catching up with the family who have availed of the grants and install solar panels to find out how the process went and if they're happy with the results. But first of all, we're back over to the boys and girls from the 5th and 6th class in Ardrigh Community National School in Navan, and they are...
Martha,
Julia,
Joe,
Anna,
Lena,
Jeremiah,
Florence,
Aisha,
Kevin,
Connor,
Tiernan,
Amy,
Tinae,
Kaylee,
Rory,
Cavi,
Victor,
Ciarán.
Essentially, it's the future generation telling us what changes we should be making. This time around, I asked them, where do they think we'll be getting our energy from in the future?
Water.
We'll probably be getting all our electricity from solar panels.
Wind turbines.
Solar powers because of climate change.
Solar panels and your bill cost less than.
Solar panels and wind.
Solar panels, windmills, water mills.
Solar panels, because if you have a power outage, you'd still have power.
We'll probably have solar panels and get more stuff provided by the sun.
We will get energy from solar panels, wind energy, and hydroelectric.
I think in the future we'll be getting our energy from water mills, windmills, and solar panels.
In future, I think we'll be getting our energy from more eco-friendly sources like the sun, water, and wind.
I asked Ciarán Byrne from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland the same question about the source of our future energy.
In the future, and actually to some degree in the present, we're going to get a lot of our energy from renewable sources. And renewable sources are wind farms, solar farms, onshore wind farms, offshore wind farms, hydro. And these are all using the natural environment to provide the energy for us. So a wind farm, you'll see the very large wind turbines, and they will generate the electricity. Similarly on solar, you'll see the panels, and there's a growing number of solar farms in Ireland where they use solar light from the sun to generate, turn into electricity and use it as our electrical source. In Ireland, the biggest resource we have, because of where we're located, is wind. So you'll see a lot more wind farms. And by and large, as we move in this energy transition, we will get more and more and more of our energy from wind.
We then return to our chat from last week to learn more about solar panels and how the grant system works with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.
And if people do want to get solar panels, you mentioned solar panels a while ago, how do they go about that, or what's involved with that?
It's the same formula. It's a very simple formula. Get on the website. It's all there in front of you in terms of the various grants that are available to us. And they're all run on the same kind of process, or practically the same. In the sense, we have a list of registered contractors. You can just go nominate a contractor and you can go in and apply for the grant. And the checks are really that we just check that, A, that you haven't received a grant before. Yes. In solar panels, what you'll typically do, and sort of in terms of the schemes, we've kind of two main pathways, if you want. One of them is called the one-stop shop service, where you're bringing, you're doing all of the energy upgrades in one go, right? And there's 24 registered one-stop shops. They're all on the website. You can ring them. They'll come out and talk to you about your journey, plan it up, and they'll manage all of the grants for you. And then, and you pay them net of grant. In other words, so for example, if the whole lot costs €40,000 and there's €20,000 grand, you don't have to pay them 40 and get 20 back. You just pay the 20.
20 and...
On the Better Energy Homes programme is for the individual measures. So you say, look, I can't do the whole lot in one go, but you know what? I'm going to take off the first chunk. Mm. And that's the Better Energy Homes programme. And we have a range of contractors there. And so typically we say to people, go out and talk to a couple of contractors, talk to a range and get a couple of prices and quotes. Make sure that they're a registered contractor. They're on our register of contractors. And then you can go nominate the contractor. And then the grant process is pretty much instantaneous. In that situation, you'll pay the homeowner will pay the contractor the full amount of money and claim the grant back themselves.
So tell us about the heat pumps. This is the most efficient way to heat a home once it's insulated.
Yeah, that's it, the heat pumps. And that's about the decarbonisation, because look, we're looking at 2030, we're looking at 2040 and 2050.
Mm.
At this point in time, track, I think it's about 98 or 99% of new homes are heated via heat pumps, electrical heating. Okay. So all you have to do is look at a new home and you'll see no chimneys. A lot of people haven't actually noticed you see no chimneys because there's electrical heating there in terms of the heat pumps. And what we're doing is saying we need to retrofit that technology into existing homes, because we have to hit the climate emission targets by 2030. And of course, people would have been well aware, that made the news there a while back, is that if we don't hit those targets, there's fines at the other end of it. So we're telling the people, hang on, it's probably more important to start taking some of the actions now rather than not taking them, having to pay the fines and then take them. But also the type of technology is there, it gives them greater level of comfort in the home. The kind of heating that we're traditionally used to in this country is you come in, you press the button for the oil or gas, the radiator heats up so hot you can fry an egg in it, and you get a shot of heat in the house. What the heat pump does, and that kind of technology, is a behavioural piece. It has a constant temperature in the house all year long, whatever you set it at. So it allows you a completely different type of interaction with the house. So rather than having the front room that's warm and the back room that's cold, the house is heated to a similar level, and it's very, very effective in terms of comfort and warmth. And things
it's like a heat conditioner.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's significant grants available for that. We're really pushing people to consider a heat pump. You know, do the assess piece, do the insulate piece. I was saying, when you get to that point, do put in the heat pump.
So once you've started on this journey to make your home more energy efficient, what difference will it make to you? I recently chatted with mother of three, Mairead Scully, who recently went through part of this process and acquired solar panels for the home. I started by asking her why herself and her husband decided to go for the panels in the first place.
So we had loads of kind of friends had gotten them over the last few years. And then a close friend of my husband's got them in work and kind of converted him as well. And he said, would you like me to refer you to the company and hear a bit more about it? So we said we'd kind of nothing to lose with that. So we were kind of sold on the idea already. But then when the guy came out and told us all about it, I suppose he sold us on their company and really got us on board then.
And the process itself, obviously they told you about the process. What was that like? That'd be something I might be a bit worried about. You know, what's involved? Do I have to fill in loads of forms? All that kind of stuff. What was the process like for you?
The process was really straightforward. Like, even the guy came to our house on a weekday evening, so it suited us when, like, the kids were getting ready for bed or going to bed. And he told us all about everything. He looked at our electricity bills and said, this is what you use, this is what you would need in panels to create that much energy, and kind of told us about batteries, the benefits of getting batteries or not getting batteries, selling to the grid and what you'd make selling your extra electricity to the grid. He told us about everything, gave us the prices for kind of the different amounts of panels, and left us to think about it. And once we kind of made the decision and committed to it, then an engineer came out to the house and looked at everything, looked at our attic, looked at our fuse box, looked at our hot press, kind of looked at kind of the mechanics of the house to see would it work. And after that, then kind of gave the go ahead for it to happen. And then we were on the wait list to get them. We had no filling in forms. The company filled in all of the forms in terms of getting the grant and all that paperwork side of it. So it was all very straightforward.
And was there anything during that process that you were thinking, you know, were there any points that you were kind of pulling back and going, I don't know if we're ready for this, or we just feel like this is, everything's falling into place here?
No, I think I was just impatient and excited to kind of get going with it and to just get stuck in with it. And especially when you see the nice sunny days and the longer evenings, you're thinking, that's where I could be getting my electricity.
Absolutely. Tell us the process from the point when they came out first to the house to talk to you about it, to the time that you had the solar panels in. What kind of time are you talking about there?
That was give or take 3 months.
Okay.
So they say it's approximately 6 weeks from that point to when the engineer comes out to the house, and approximately 6 weeks after that when you get your panels installed. So give or take kind of 3 months.
What difference has it made to your lives?
It has been amazing to see. So we can track everything on an app and look at any given point in time what electricity we're generating, what we're using. It has made like other changes, like you're looking at your electricity that you're using and you see what's using a lot of electricity in your house, like that your electric shower is using a huge amount of electricity. So the panel system that we've got heats our hot water cylinder. So we've kind of made smaller changes like, well, why aren't we using that hot water cylinder to use our kind of non-electric shower?
Yeah.
And save more electricity that way.
And do you use the electric showers? Do you have a need for an electric shower anymore once you have that hot water coming through?
Technically, no. It's okay. Just kind of a luxury now.
Okay, okay. So it's differences like that. And have you started seeing a difference in your pocket?
So we haven't had our first bill yet, but we can see during the day what we're selling and what we're using. And we are creating way more electricity than we're using. So we opted not to get the battery system, that any extra that we make, we're selling to the grid. And the company that we went with, they're called Activate. They have like the highest selling price with any of the companies to sell your electricity.
Right, okay.
So we figured that made more sense to sell the extra. And then during the night, say, when you've no solar energy, we're buying from the grid, but it's very little you're buying, just kind of those maintenance things at night time, like your internet and your fridge and the kind of the few things that we would be plugged in. But it should balance out where we'll have very, very minimal electricity bills.
And the battery system is where people get battery into the attic, is it, that stores up power and charges up that battery for use during the day? That's the other option, isn't
yeah
it?
A couple yeah. of friends of ours have the battery system, so say on a very sunny day like today, where there's extra electricity made, it uses whatever in your house, heats your hot water if you wanted to, and then charges up your battery. So at night time when you're not taking in any solar electricity, you can use what's on the battery.
So are you happy now that you've done this, that you've put the solar panels on the roof? Are you happy with the results?
I'm ecstatic with the results. Like, aesthetically, I think it looks lovely on the house. Our house is built in the 1970s, so it's okay. Not by any means a new house, but they actually fit in really well with the house. They look really well. The whole process of even getting them installed was so clean and tidy. Mm. Like, they left the house perfect afterwards. And in terms of seeing that energy that we're creating, like, it's so yeah. exciting to think that this is better for the environment, better for us as a family, that we're kind of creating energy and saving energy. And it's also great learning even for our children. Like, we're a family of five, our youngest is 4 years old, and he has a better concept of this now. And he was saying earlier today, how many kilowatts of electricity are we making yeah, now yeah, looking yeah. outside at the sun? Like, it's been fantastic.
And there's that app that you were mentioning there, that there's something about that when you can see.
Yes.
You can see for yourself how much you're saving, how much you're selling back to the grid, or when it's right visual in front of you.
Yeah, and it's so live in the moment. You can see right now, and like, you can put on the kettle and see how much the kettle
changes.
Adds.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating. I've become a bit obsessed with how much we're making.
I think most people do when they get them, because you see they're straight on the app, and it takes a long time to get off that app, because I guess you're for the first year you're going to be interested at different times of the year. In the winter, how much we're saving, how much we're not, that kind of stuff, you know, and you'll be tracking that throughout the year.
Yeah, because since we've gotten them, it's been very good weather, so it's been amazing to see all that we've made. So it'll be interesting to see in the winter. The production will go down because it won't be as sunny, but it should kind of balance out at the same time.
Mairead Scally, thank you very much for your time.
No problem, thank you.
That's Mairead Scally, who certainly seems very happy with her new solar panels. To recap on this month's Hours to Protect on Nova, if you want to make your home more energy efficient, there are various steps you can take. Firstly, you find out how efficient your home is at the moment, and the way you can do that is to get an assessor out to your home. You'll find various information about this available on the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland website, seai.ie. They'll have a list of assessors there. You can get someone to come out and have a look. They'll give you an idea of your BER rating. They'll map out a plan of what kind of changes you could make to go on a greener journey and to make your house more insulated. They'll essentially tell you what to do. Some of those steps could start off with attic insulation, as Ciarán Byrne was telling us about last week, and the importance of making sure that the heat is not leaving your house through the roof. You'd insulate your homes as well, and you'd mention about, especially with cavity walls, if you have cavity walls in your house, you can get those filled, which makes a big difference to the amount of heat that you maintain in your house.
If you don't have cavity walls, you can look at having the house wrapped, or you can have it insulated from the inside. You can also be looking at insulating your windows and doors to make sure there's less heat going out there. And that could start with something as simple as applying some sealant around the window. And when your house is insulated, you can start looking at investing in a heat pump. They are, as Kieran Byrne had described, they're the most efficient heat source available. They keep the warmth throughout the house, in every room, all through the day, which obviously adds to the comfort aspect and how easy it is to live in a house with a heat pump instead of having rads on at different parts of the day and rooms heating up and then getting cold a few hours later. In the meantime, if you're not ready to make that kind of an investment at the moment, there are lots of other little things that we can all do in the house to cut down on the amount of energy that we're using. One of the first things, turn down the thermostat maybe by a degree or two, and that will bring down the heating costs throughout the house. Heat it when you need to heat it, making sure that you're utilising timers on your rads to fit in with your own routine. Switch stuff off by pulling the plug. Anything that's left plugged in throughout the night or throughout the day when you're away off or even gone off on your holidays, that is constantly using up even small amounts of energy, but it all adds up. Don't turn on the lights unless it's necessary, and don't forget to turn off a light when you've left the room. Biggest energy users in the house are the shower, the cooker, the tumble dryer, the washing machine, and of course the kettle, so use them sensibly. Have a look and see where cold drafts are around the home and see if you can fill that gap to stop the heat from escaping. Use a timer on your immersion so you're not overdoing it when you're heating up your water. And cook clever and make the most of your oven, hob and kettle. We'll be back on June 15th with the first of next month's Hours to Protect feature with myself, Trac O'Brien, on Radio Nova.
Hours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.